This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Just a couple of days ago, the People's Bank of China reduced two of its key interest rates. The ECB has done the same. Ukraine, meanwhile, just raised its benchmark interest rate to 30%. That's up from just over 19%. As the conflict between Ukraine and Russia continues, Ukraine's currency has collapsed and inflation rates have soared. Here's Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson on this dramatic hike.
Ukraine's citizens and investors have many reasons to be nervous, says Keith Darden. He's a professor at American University.
Ukraine is fighting a war that it cannot pay for. It has a budget that is not balanced.
Plus, a long history of government corruption, and it's running out of money. All that adds up to panic.
Ukrainians are rushing to the store to buy bulk amounts of sugar, flour, all kinds of staples.
Most countries want their inflation rate to be around 2%. Steve Hanke, a professor at Johns Hopkins, estimates Ukraine's real annual inflation rate is now 270%. Raising interest rates should draw investors and convince people to leave their money in the bank, but there's a downside.
It kills the demand and the attractiveness of loans. So you just shut down the credit in the economy, and the economy collapses.
Hanke calls this a death spiral. He says to reverse it, Ukraine must tackle the structural problems that got it here in the first place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.